Yesterday we left off in the middle of Tzadik Ches, If Ches. The Ramo makes a statement that Kol Ha'isurim Al Noagim Bizman Hazeh Kulam Bizbat Ha'mishishim Obad Chometz B'Pesach Ha'yayin Esach Kashin Izbar. That Chometz B'Pesach is B'mashu, Ha'yayin Esach is B'mashu if it's Min B'mino. There are other things also. Dabshesh Matir is also a mashu. It's a strange statement over here. Yeah. That's what the Shach quotes in Chav Zayin. The Torah writes Tevel is because Dabshesh Matir. Orlo is the Pella. Why did the Ramo leave out Orlo? So the. Shach and Chav Zayin quotes the Levush that since we live in Chutz Loretz, there's no Orlo. It's not true. There is Orlo in Chutz Loretz. Orlo in Chutz Loretz is awesome. It's a Hatela. So he says, "V'lay dok." The Levush made a mistake. So yesterday we mentioned that the Tzvila Tzarek writes he's a descendant of the Levush. He feels obligated to try to defend him. And the Miluim on the bottom of the page, I'm not sure exactly who that is. Does it say on the first page? I don't know. Somebody says on the first page, you gotta know how to read it. So they try to defend this Levush that Sofet, since Sofet called up Chutzlor, it says Mutter, so Orla, that's Betarubis, is considered Sofet. So we mentioned yesterday that's very difficult. Sveika de Rabbana Lakula doesn't apply. When you have an ikva yisura, the Rambam's opinion is in the end of Perek Tes in Hilchas Tumas Meis that Safik derais on the chumer itself is only midirabbanon, and Atara Safik derais is lekula. So then the Kes Mishnah quotes the question: so Safik derais is lekula midirais. So why do you ever have to bring an Oshim Tolui if it's muta lachatchila to eat something that Safik also Safik muta? Safik dam and safik chelav is muta lachatchila to eat. So the answer that appears in brackets in the Rambam is that by chayvi krisis the Rambam is moida. That safik deraisa luchomer b'deraisa. The Pashtus says that it's not correct, that brackets. Pashtus says that's not from the Rambam, that was someone else's suggestion. Because the Rambam writes beferis, safik deraisa is only luchomer b'derabbanon, even by arayas and even b'shabbos. So arayas and shabbos has an isa koris. The Kes Mishnah liked that ksaviyad. He liked that answer, that chorus is different. So he says, Shabbos means Truman, Shabbos means Shvises Be'emta, and Arayis means Isuri Lavin. Koin Begrusha, Yisrael Be'mamzer. It's very difficult, that's not called Arayis. Arayis by definition means Chavi Krisis. As din is that, Angili Arayis, he say, Yorig Val Yavor, so Rabbi Keveger and Chidushim and Kuf Nun Zayin, in the second Chelik Yerodeya, quotes from the Pasuk, when they only say Yorig Val Yavor by Isuri Chorus, not by Isuri Lavin. Arayis means an Isuri Chorus. And Shabbos, when the Rambam says that Safik deraisa luchumer midirabbanon by Shabbos, you're going to tell me that he's not referring to the malachas, he's referring to shvises behemto, to truman. Very difficult Shabbos. Usually the connotation of Shabbos is malecha Shabbos, the 39 malachas. So the Pashtus says that the Rambam holds even by Nisa Koris also. Safik deraisa luchumer itself is only midirabbanon. So what's taka the answer on the kashe? How are you chai ben Hashem tolui? If it's mutal chatchila to do it, it's what you need a kapara for. So the answer, al pi pashtus, is the way the Pimagodim says, that the Gemara increases. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Davdalin has a machlokes hatanoim. Whenever you have a conflict between a kri and a ksiv, and there's a difference, halacha lemaisa, do we follow the kri or do we follow the ksiv? That's called the machlokes hatanoim. That's called yeshem la mikro versus yeshem la masoris. Mikro means the kri, and masoris means the ksiv, the masoretic text. Whenever there's a conflict, how do you pass? So Tosfos says, whenever it's possible to darshan a din by blending in the kri and the ksiv together, so you do like that. The Gemara has in the first daf in Chagiga, the beginning of Chagiga. Shalosh pamim ashani yiroh kol zechurcho. So it's written yud reish aleph hey, and the kri is yiroh es. So the Gemara makes a drasha yiroh yiroh kadeuch shabaliros kach baliros. We blend in together the kri and the ksiv. Whenever you can blend in together, all the tanoim would agree, blend in together, establish the din based on the kri and the ksiv. together. Whenever it's an outright conflict, you're either going to pass an A or B. So then it's a machlekes satanai, whether you pass an Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamazur. So one of these, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Dalet, has a whole list of cases with the machlekes, whether Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamazur. The Gemara in Krisis has a famous case, Benegev 2, Hoshim Tolui, it says, V'osa achas mekol mitzvah sashem, ashalos yaseno. So it says Mikol Mitzvah is Hashem, and we usually in modern Hebrew, in Israeli newspapers, when you write modern Hebrew, so you write everything mole. So when you write the word mitzvos, so you write two vovs. When you write mitzvah, so you write one vov. Strictly speaking, it's not correct Hebrew. That's modern Hebrew for newspapers. But the Gemara presents it as if that's the story over here. That it says Ve'asa achas Mikol Mitzvah is Hashem written in Chumash with one vov. And if you, and the Kri is mitzvos, and if it's mitzvos, the Gemara presents it as if it should have been spelled with two vavs. Why should it be spelled with two vavs? That's the correct way to spell mitzvos. In modern newspapers, modern Hebrew, they spell everything mole. They spell Aharon with a vav. They spell Moshe with a vav. Nevav shinhei. They spell everything mole. But that's not. So that's a problem. Why the Gemara considers that an issue of Yeshem Lamikra versus Yeshem Lamasara? So the Gemara says, what's the difference halacha lamaisa? So the Gemara says, in order to be chayv in Hashem Tolu, do you require chaticha achas mishtei chatichas? I ate a piece of meat, and I'm not sure whether I ate chaylev or not. The only time you chayv in Hashem Tolu is if you're mesupik, if you violated an isa koris. If a person is mesupik, if he ate nevela, so then there's no koris on nevela. So then for sure he does, there's no. If he knows bevadai that he ate nevela, he does not bring a chatos. Chatas only dov she's done a chorus, it should be also chatas, and the only time you chayv an oshem toloi is if you're mesupik, if you violated an aver sheish b'chorus. So if you know for sure that you violated the aver sheish b'chorus, then you bring a chatas. If you're not sure, then you bring an oshem toloi. And then after having brought the oshem toloi, that's megin men ha'yisurim, the Gemara says. And then later on, if you ascertain that bevadois, yes, you did eat the chaylev, then you have to bring a chatas. You're not miskapa with the Hashem Tolu. The Hashem Tolu was only good temporarily. Lahagin min ha'isur. If it turns out later on, let's say they brought the Hashem Tolu, they zorek the dam, and before the Kohanim have a chance to eat the Hashem, Hashem is the same as Chatos. It's nechot to zichri kuhuna, yom v'layla ad chatzos. So before the Kohanim have to eat in the Azor. So before the zichri Kohanim have a chance to eat the Hashem Tolu, they ascertained that it was not chelov. They made some kind of a chemical test, and they ascertained what he ate was not chaylev. So that's a discussion in the Mishnayis. It comes out that he didn't need the Hashem Tolu. So the Hashem Tolu maybe is a chulam ba'azara. So we paskin, no, since they did this Rika Saddam, if they would discover before they did this Rika Saddam, so don't do this Rika Saddam. It turns out that you're not chayev. You don't need any kapara at all. But if you already did this Rika Saddam, so the Gemara says, Kipra Sveiko v'holcholo. Since he brought it ala Sofik, he had a Sofik, whether he violated an Issa Koris, and he brought Hashem Tali Vizurk, the Dam already, so the Kohanim eat it, even though it's ascertained now, it's been ascertained that it's Badai, that he did not eat any Chaylev, since he already did the Zirka Saddam, so that's the carbon of Hashem Tali. If it's ascertained later after the Zirka Saddam that he Badai did eat the Chaylev, then he's still Chayv to bring a Chatz. It's only going to be Megan temporarily, Menai Yisurim, Lahagin Menai Yisurim. So the Gemara has a Machleke Satanoim increases. This din of Hashem Tolu, does it only apply if he ate chaticha achas mishtei chatichas? In other words, there was a tarubas. We know bevadois that they had delivered some chaylev to the restaurant, to his home, and there's a tarubas of the chaylev and the other meat, and he ate one of chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. What do you say? No, he only has one piece of meat, lefoneino, and we're mesupik if this one piece of meat, is this chaylev or is this shuma? And he ate it. So the Gemara says it depends. If you paskin like the Kri, we call mitzvos Hashem, then you have to, since it's in the plural, so you have to have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. And that's what we call ikva isura. It means that bevadois, there was a chaticha shalisa here, and it's a suffix on the identity, it's a tarubas. I don't know whether this one or this one. So that's considered a mochomedic suffix. So the pashtus is, that's what the Prima Gaonim says, that's the real teretz to the kasha that the Kes Mishnah quoted on the Rambam. How can the Rambam maintain a position that Tzveika Deraisa L'chum is only made the Rabbanon, but Menatur it's really L'kula? So what do you have to bring an Hashem Tolu for? So the answer is, even if Tzveika Deraisa L'kula Mederaisa, that's if you have one Chaticha, you're Mesupik whether it's kosher or not. But if you have Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chaticha, you have a Tarubis. You have a Tarubis of Nevela with kosher. So that's Ikva Yisur. So that's an Isa Menatur to eat that. on the veil, you're not chayv oshem tala because there's no karis. If it would be chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, and one of them would be chaylev, one of them would be shuman, and if you eat chaylev, there's an isa karis, so that's a sveka deraisa lechumre mederaisa because it's an ikva yisura. And there, that's when you bring an oshem tala. So the pashtus is, that's what the shach writes in kuf test of cut and test, that the din requires by it. Kuf test is the din of tarub is yavish biyavish. So tarub is yavish biyavish is bot lechad betray if it's mim b'mino. So you need shishim. So that's what we were discussing yesterday, that the Shach Bayos and Simen Tzadik Ches says the real reason that we accept La Halacha, that's how he starts in the beginning of Tess. And Tzadik Kuf Tess, if cut and Tess, the Shach starts off. The reason that we accept La Halacha, why if it Taruvus or Yavish B'Yavish Mim Mishen Amin, he's shishim, is Exerim the Rabbana, Shem B'Yavah L'Day Yisad D'Rais, Shem B'Yavashal Shloshtam B'Yachad, and if it's Mim Mishen Amin, so then it'll become Tam Kikar. So you have a problem there, Isa. That's what we pass. So that's what the Shach says. Obviously, that din depends on Bosa Taima, not Bosa Shma, because the din of Tam Kikr. Because the din of Tam Kikr, the Shach claims depends on Bosa Taima, not Bosa Shma. Mim Sheni Min, it depends on Bosa Taima. So the Mele here in Kuf Tes that we distinguish between Tarub is Yavish B'Yavish Mim B'Mina is Bat L'Chad B'Trei. Tarub is Yavish B'Yavish Mim B'Shein B'Mina need Shishim. What's the reason why you need Shishim? What are you going to say? The definition of Mim B'Mina is Basa Shma Azlina. No. Here, what's the reason why you need Shishim by Mim B'Shein B'Mina? Shem B'Yavah L'Vashloi. And that'll become an issue deraisa. It'll become a Tam Kikra problem deraisa. So that once the Shach ascertains against the Ramah, that depends on Basa Taima Azlina. So Kuftes also depends on Basa Taima Azlina. So that's what the Shach holds. Then the Shach says that to some other Rishonim, he himself admits that the Yisav Heter says not so. The Yisav Heter says that when do we pass like Rove, that Basa Shmo Azlina, not Basa Taima. So he says that's Benigeta to Simek Kuftes. The Yisav Heter says that if it's Mim, Aminos, Batl Chabetre, Mim, Shemina, Yinei Chishim, so there it depends on Basa Shmo. So the Shach says it doesn't make any sense. How can it depend on Basa Shmo? So he says, obviously, the Yisav Heter has a different reason. He doesn't hold from this reason. That the reason why you need Shishim if it's Yavish B'Yavish Mim Shein Aminoi is because Shem B'Yavah L'Vashla B'Yitin Tam and you'll fall and you'll have an Yisav Deraisa. If that's the reason why, so the Yisav Heter would also say that it depends on Basa Taim and not Basa Shmo. He says, look, in Kuf Tes, if Kut Tes, he quotes some other Rishani, we have a different reason. So once you say a different reason, then you're free to say that it depends on Basa Shmo, not on Basa Taim. I'll call upon him the Shach there and Kuf Tes of Kut and Tes has a few topics that he discusses. One is, why do you need Shishim and Mim Shein Aminoi? So he says most of Rishonim say because of the Gzer Hashem Yavah Lavashloi, and therefore he writes in Tzadik Ches that it depends Basa Taima, not Basa Shmo. Then he has number two, we say Yavish B'Yavish, you need Chad B'Trei even by Nisa de Rabbana. Why by Nisa de Rabbana? If you have a Taruvus, a Chad B'Chad, you should consider that the Sveika de Rabbana Lekula. What do you have to have? Chad B'Trei, to be Mevatalit, to knock it out. It's Mutter based on Bitl B'Roiv. What do you need a Roiv for? A Sveika de Rabbana Lekula. A Sveika de Rabbana is also Lekula. So why don't you say the Chad B'Chad is Sveika de Rabbana Lekula? So the Shach answers, no. He quotes, some Rishonim do say like that. But he says, that's not at all the accepted opinion. We hold that even by Nisa de Rabbana, you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, you still need Chad B'Trei. Why? So the answer is because that's Ikva Yisura. Just like according, even the Rambam who says that Sveika Deraisa Lekula Mederaisa has to admit by Ikva Yisura Chai Ben Hashem Talui, that's the parsha of Mikol Mitzvah Is Hashem, that the Gemara says you go Basa the Yeshem La Mikro, we follow Yeshem La Mikro, the Kri Mitzvahs, Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichas. So that shows that's a different chaloshem sofik, a different type of a sofik in ikva yisur. So hu adinami by sveka de rabbanu lekula doesn't apply by case of ikva yisur.
Why is it not considered ikva yisur when it's chad b'trei? Or that's the chiddush of bittel?
Chad b'trei is bittel, yeah.
Meaning it really is ikva yisur.
It is ikva yisur, yeah. But it's batel chad b'trei, unless it's going to be orlo. So it's not batel chad b'trei, you have to have masayim. Or if it's Truma, then it's not Batel Chad B'Trei, then there's a Chumim with the Rabbanon that you need Meyo if it's Mim B'Mino, you need Masayim if it's Orlan Kloya Kerem. Yeah. Otherwise it would be a Kvi, so yeah.
Tzvila Tzadik is Maida in his explanation that it's ikbe isuri, he just says he thinks because there's shishim here, so it's not considered ikbe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He said you wouldn't be makel by a suffix with ikba, but.
So that everybody has to agree, yeah. If you have a suffix where it's ikbe isuri, so nobody says feka darabon lekula. So what's over here? What was the teretz that he gave? I don't know. I don't know what's the teretz that he gave. I'm not sure. Then the pashtus is like the shach. The pashtus certainly is like the shach. And then in the miluim, whoever the author of the miluim is,
you can't say that what he says because there's shishim here, so therefore it's different.
Why should it be different? What happened to the din that Arla needs masayim? Why should Arla b'chutz la'aretz be different?
Would the Rama of the Shach agree by the Issa Chadash that it was supposed to become a Dav Sheshim, or would it be a Dav Sheshim Atirin?
Chadash is a Dav Sheshim Atirin, yeah. The Gemara gives Chadash as an example of Dav Sheshim Atirin, yeah. Why does he write over here that everything. What happened to Chadash? What happened to Chadash? We today, most people are making a Chadash. It's a Pele, what are you making a Chadash for? It's a machlekes hatarayim, where the chodesh b'chutz la'aretz is the raisa de rabbana. The end of the first parak in Kiddushin. The Mishnah has that a mitzvah that's a chayvus karka, kol a mitzvah nehegas baretz, kol a mitzvah satluis baretz, in ogas ala baretz. An agricultural mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And if the chayvus aguf, then it applies all over the world. So chodesh is a machlekes hatarayim, where the chodesh is noig b'chutz la'aretz min ha'Torah min de rabbana, but everybody holds that it's noig. How come everybody's making a chodesh bizman hazeh? That's the pella. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach quotes a kula from Rishonim, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Chodesh in the third Chelek Yerdeh. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the same Rishonim that the Magen Avraham quotes, Sefer Truma, I think it is, that if you hold chodesh is osur min ha'Torah b'chutz la'aretz, then it's also all over the world. So then there's no tzad l'hokal. If your chadush is only min ha'Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and a chutz l'aretz is only min ha'Rabbanon, so there is room to begin to negotiate, to say that there were only guys that barotzes ha'smuchas l'Eretz Yisrael, on those countries of chutz l'aretz that border on Eretz Yisrael. But if you live in Poland, we live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, it's not barotzes ha'smuchas, then there is no chadush b'chutz l'aretz. What is that based on? That's based on the din. There is a steer in the between various gemaras. Tosis in the first parak in Chulin points out this steer. In the first parak in Chulin, there's a long tosis. And Vav Amid Bey is going over to Zion and Aleph, a very long tosis. Tosis has steers between various gemaras. Atrumas and Maisis noig b'chutz la'aretz on that. Men atorah for sure not. The whole discussion is mid rabbanu. So some Gemara say yes, some Gemara say no. How do you resolve the issue? So Tosis has a series of suggestions. So one suggestion is that it's only noig b'chutz la'aretz on dog and tirish v'yitza. That dog and tirish v'yitza is chayv min ha'Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Trumas and Maisis. On chutz la'aretz, they made gzera de rabban. But on shar peiris, on shar yirokis and peiris tu'ilah, that it's only b'derabban, and everything outside of dog and tirish v'yitza, that shitas rashi v'tosis v'zerov harishonim. That the only dog and tirish v'yitza is their rice. So shar peiris that in Eretz Yisrael guf it's only b'derabbanah. So if you'll introduce b'chutz la'aretz, it'll be a gzera l'gzera. So they never introduce. That's one teretz that Tosis suggests. Then they give another teretz. Maybe chodesh is only noig b'chutz. Maybe trumas ha'mais only noig b'chutz la'aretz bevadai. But the demai is not noig because demai in Eretz Yisrael guf is only b'derabbanah because rabba meretz ma'aser and hein, and it's only a chumra b'derabbanah. And the mishnayis and maseches demai list off all the kulas. All the kulas in demai because it's only a chumra mid the rabbana, so they never introduced demai b'chutz la'aretz. And Tais gives another teretz that it is sometimes. One gemara says that it is noig b'chutz la'aretz. One gemara says no. Teretz is if it's vaday tevel, you have to be mafresh trumas ma'is mid the rabbana. It's sofik tevel, you don't have to be mafresh. They never introduced demai b'chutz la'aretz. And Tais gives another teretz. They only introduced trumas ma'is b'chutz la'aretz on the sadu shel Yisrael, and if the sadu shel no, it's only mid the rabbana. So in Eretz Yisrael, we say there's a sugi and gittin in the end of Perek HaShaleach, the last half of Perek HaShaleach, that we say yesh kinyan anochri be'Eretz Yisrael hafki mi'at shumas ha'maisus anat. If a Jew sells his farm to anochri in Eretz Yisrael, and anochri, the Arab, has a farm that belongs to him, and he plants on the farm, is that chayv in shumas ha'maisus min ha'Torah min d'Rabbanan? If I buy it from him, is that chavin shumas ma'is men atorim the rabban. So that's a machloikis. So we paskin that benegir teretz Yisrael where the chiv shumas ma'is is the raise. So we say en kinyan l'nochri la'itzol mehavkiya miyak shumas ma'is. Even if a nochri buys the farm, he's still chavin shumas ma'is. But benegir tadinim the rabban on an eretz Yisrael. Benegir, let's say Surya. That's how the Gemara says benegir the Surya chutz la'aretz. Surya is chutz la'aretz. It's only chayvin shumas ma'isis mit the rabbanon. So there, the Gemara says, if you sell a farm to a nachri, yesh kenyan a nachri lahavkiyam yad shumas ma'isis. That's the whole het mechira is based on that. That the rabbanot sells the whole land for the shnas hashmita on the assumption that shmita b'zman is only the rabbanon. So whatever is only a din the rabbanon. So the Gemara in the end of the perek hasholech and gittin seems to say that when you get to dinim the rabbanon, we assume that yesh kenyan a nachri lahavkiyam yad. Mitzvah Satluizbar. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. That's the whole machlokes. Because, first of all, because the Gemara talks about Surya. Surya, the whole thing to begin with, is only Midirabban. Surya, the whole Kedusha Surya is only Midirabban. Because we paskan Surya was a kibush yochid, and kibush yochid lav shmei kibush. The whole Kedusha Surya is only Midirabban. So once you sell it into a goy, so it doesn't. The whole reason why Surya has a Kedusha Surya is Midirabban, because David was kovishid and it belongs to the Jewish people, so it looks like Eretz Yisrael. Once you sell a farm to an Achri in Surya, so it doesn't even belong to a Jew. The Kedusha never had to begin with. It's Kibush Yochel Lav Shmei Kibush. And it doesn't even belong to a Jew. They sold it to a guy. He says, neither here nor there. So there's no reason why should be Chayv in Shumas, why should be Chayv in Shemitah. So in Surya, we understand Yesh Kenyan and Achri in Havke. But in Eretz, you saw where the Kedusha, so Oretz, is a Kedusha Deraisa. The Chiev to observe Yoivel, the Chiev to observe Shemitah is only with the Rabbanim. Because Shemitah depends on Yoivel, the Gemara says. That's a machlokes hatanaim whether it says in Bahar every 7th year you should observe Shemitah, and then there's a psucha or a stuma, and then goes an ex parsha and it says and every after 7 years of Shemitah, after 7 times 7, then you should observe Yovel. So there's a machlokes hatanaim in the Sifra, and that parsha is Bahar. Do you say that Shemitah only is obligatory minatory if you know in advance that it looks like it's going to lead up to Yovel? What if you know in advance it's not going to lead up to Yovel? Are you obligated to observe Shemitah min HaTorah or only min HaRabbanim? So that's a machlokes hatanaim, and the Bavli seems to assume in the beginning of Moed Katan and of Gimel, in the middle of Gittin, the Gemara seems, Rashi quotes the machlokes hatanaim, and he says the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah is follow Rebbe, Rebbe Yudah Nosi Shita. Rebbe didn't always push in his Shitas in the Mishnah. A lot of times that he writes the Mishnah against his own Shita, he knows that he was outvoted. But here, Rebbe writes the Mishnah in the Gittin, he writes the Mishnah in Moikotin, according to his sheet, apparently his sheet was the accepted opinion, that the only time Yechayiv in Shemitah Min HaTorah is when it's going to lead up to Yovel. If you know in advance it's not going to lead up to Yovel, so you're not Mechayiv Min HaTorah to observe Shemitah. The whole observance of Shemitah is only Derabban. How do you know it's not going to lead up to Yovel? What leads you to believe that Bizman HaZeh, why Shemitah Bizman HaZeh Derabban? Because I know it's not going to lead up to Yovel. Why isn't it going to lead up to Yovel? So the answer is, in order to be Chayiv in Yovel, it says, you have to have kol yoshvehu aleho. Of course, him draw ba'oretz l'chol yoshvehu. When it comes shnas ha'yevel, it comes Yom Kippur. Of shnas ha'yevel, you have to free the Eved Ivri. That's called draw. Of course, him draw freedom. Of course, him draw ba'oretz l'chol yoshvehu. You have to declare freedom. An Eved Ivri is yotze. Usually, an Eved Ivri is yotze b'sheish, and or an Eved Nirtza. Let's say before the end, he was sold. The Eved Ivri was sold 3 years before yevel. So he doesn't have to wait till the end of Sheish. He goes out with Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Or if he's an Eved Nirtza, so he stays even after Sheish, but once it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, he goes free. That's the pasuk. Cross him, draw bar, it's L'chol Yoshveha. So the Gemara says, what kind of an expression is that, L'chol Yoshveha? Gemara says, Bizman Shekol Yoshveha Aleho. The only time one is obligated to observe Yovel is if the majority of the world Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. If you don't have Kol Yoshveha Aleho, so you don't have Yovel. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. What about Shemitah? The pasuk l'chol yoshveha doesn't say in connection with Shemitah, only says in connection with Yovel. So the Bavli seems to explain the Mishnah. It's like Rebbe Shita. We follow Rebbe Shita, that the obligation to observe Shemitah only applies min HaTorah when we know in advance it's going to lead up to Yovel. If you know in advance you don't have kol yoshveha aleho, so your obligation to observe Shemitah is only midirabbanan. But the Kedusha Soretz is a Kedusha deraisa. So that's why many disagree. This, the Heta Mechira, was instituted in the 1600s. The Sfardish Gedolim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, there were no Ashkenazim there in Eretz Yisrael, they're only Sfardim. So the Sfardish Gedolim from the 1600s, it was such a big shas atchak for the farmers, they would be remain penniless if they would observe Shemitah. So they made a het mechira that they sell the land to an Arab, And the Mela, they assume that since Shemitah Bezman is there, it's only the Rabbanon. So the Gemara said on in the end of the fourth, the end of Perek HaShaleach, that being a get to Eretz Yisrael proper, we paskin, since the issue of Chumas and Maisis is Darais, and so we say, Ein Kenyan Lenocher Beretzel Lehavkim Yad Chumas and Maisis. When it gets to Surya, since the whole Kedusha of Surya is only the Rabbanon, so you say, Yesh Kenyan Lenocher in Surya Lehavkim Yad Chumas and Maisis. So that's what those Gedolim in the 1600s, they held that even Shemitah and Eretz Yisrael today, Shemitah is only the Rabbanon and Eretz Yisrael. So that's what they assume. Whatever is only the Rabbanon, so you say, Yesh Kenyan Lehavkim. And the Beis Halevi, and it's true, this and many others, the Beis Halevi was in the late 1800s. But even without the Beis Halevi, many disagreed with this kula from the Sfarish Yigdom. They said there's no Tzushal, there's no Hashvah. Surya, the whole Kedusha Sarts is only Midir Rabbanon to begin with. The whole thing is a make-believe Kedusha Midir Rabbanon. Masha'eni Kane, Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha is a Kedusha Deraisa. So that's why there's room to argue the point and say there ain't Kenya Lahavkiya. Yeah, so that's what Tesis gives on Davov on the base in Chulan, Dav Zayin Manalp, the long Tesis. There's a stira between, they collect all the stiras. There's a long Rashbo in the end of the first Perik in Beitza. Tesis quotes Gemara in Beitza, Yud Beisam in Beis. Gemara talks about Maisris and Chutzlores, Maisris and Bubble. How could there be Maisris and Bubble? So there's a long Rashbo there also quotes all the stiras between the Gemaras. Is there a Hafrashis Maisris and Chutzlores or not? All the stiras that Tesis quotes plus more. So one Teretz Taisa gave is Vaday versus Suffolk. One Teretz Taisa gave is Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar versus other Peres. A third Teretz Taisa gives is that the Gemara says in the last daf in Perek HaShalech in Gittin, what's the story about Yesh Kenyan Anachol Hafkiya Miyad Shumas and Maisis, if you sell a land to a guy? So the Gemara distinguishes between Eretz Yisrael proper, where you're dealing with an issue of Deraisa, Shumas and Maisis, as opposed to Surya. The whole institution of Trumas and Maisis in Surya is only with the Rabbanon, because Menatur, we paskin, Kibush Yochad Lav Shmei Kibush, the Dovid HaMelech was only Mekadosh Surya, make believe, it was only with the Rabbanon, it wasn't really Menatur. So in Surya you say Yesh Kenyan Hafkiya. So that's what Taisus suggests as a teretz between the various Gemaras. Some Gemaras say you do Mafrish Trumas and Maisis in Chutzlar, some don't. So what's the story? So Taisus says if you live in a country where the karko is a mishubit to the king, that he has a right to collect taxes, that's like Yesh Kenyan Anochri Lahavkiya. Since the whole karko is mishubit to the king, you got to pay taxes, so that's Yesh Kenyan Lahavkiya. Because you're talking about Chutzlords. Chutzlords is only the Rabbanon. But if the karko is not mishubit to the king doesn't take a share of the crops. He charges tax from the people. Whether you have karko, you don't have karko. So the fact the karko is not mishubit to anything, there's not Meshubit, so they can't say Yesh Kenyan Lahavkiya. That's the other. Then finally, at the end of the long Taisvus, after they get so exhausted giving all of the three Terutzim, they say, and in the Yerushalmi it says a different answer. And that's the only answer that the Rambam quotes. The other answer is Taisvus was inventing from thin air. Chilik between Vaday and Sofik, and Chilik between Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah, another Paris, and Chilik between the word that is Meshubit to the tax, not Meshubit to the tax. If it's Meshubit to the tax, that's called Yesh Kenyan Lahavkiya. Because Shibudim is considered Shibud as a Kenya Lachatzoin. The end of the whole long Taisis, they finally quote, Yerushalmi gives a different answer. That what? It depends. Is that Aratzis has Od Yesh Lefarish? The last five lines in Taisis. That's the answer that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote. Od Yesh Lefarish. It depends which part of Eretz Yisrael. If you live in Aratzis, which part of Chutz Lord? If you live in the areas that border on Eretz Yisrael, then with the Rabbanon, the Institute of Trumas and Maisis, by Aratzis has Smuchas Laritzel. If you live in America, you live in France or Germany, you live so far away from Eretz Yisrael, it's not bordering on the border, so they didn't introduce even Midir Rabbanon. The whole reason why they introduced Midir Rabbanon B'chutz L'Oretz is because you'll be buying fruits and vegetables in the store in Beirut, and you'll think that it grew in Lebanon. No, it was exported from Eretz Yisrael. It grew in Eretz Yisrael and it was Tevel, and then they sent it to Egypt, or they sent it to Amon, or they sent it to Beirut, they sent it to a location of Chutzlot, which is nearby. In the days of the Gemara, if they would have had airplanes, they could have sent it to America also. They could send it to London today. They send Tevel from Eretz Yisrael all over the world. In one day, it arrives. They send flowers from Eretz Yisrael, and they sell in New York. They sell flowers from Eretz Yisrael. So they sell all over the world. But in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have any airplanes. So it's not shayach. So only Aratzis HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. There it's reasonable that they should introduce Midir Rabbanon, and you have to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisis. So this Chilik says in the Yerushalmi, the first three Chilukim, that's what the Balei HaTosfos invented from thin air. Svaris Lechalik. And the last Chalik, they write it as a footnote. They write it. The Rambam only quotes that answer. Arotzah Smuchas versus Arotzah Arachokas. So that's what the Sefer HaTruma, the Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Pesach, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Chadash, so Magen Avraham quotes the Sefer HaTruma. And that's what Daruch HaShulchan in Yerideya and Hilchas Chadash, where's the Reish Tadik Dalet or something, around there somewhere. So you get, Daruch HaShulchan gets all excited about this, that he saved all the Jewish people in Chutz Lortz from the violation of eating Chadash. He discovered this Sefer HaTruma. He rediscovered, the Magen Avraham discovered the Sefer HaTruma. He rediscovered the Sefer HaTruma, that if one should assume that the Chadash B'chutz Lortz is only with the Rabbanon, that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. And that's a Machlekes HaRishonim had a Paskin. So the three major Rishonim, the Beis Yosef says he's always going to follow the three major Rishonim. He's going to always follow the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Rav, two out of three. He rigged it, two out of three. The Rambam always says the same as the Rif. So the Beis Yosef was a Sfardi, so he rigged his vote. So it's always going to be two out of three. He's always going to say what the Rambam and the Rif, they always say the same thing. And the Rosh represents hundreds of Balei HaTosfos. The Rosh is the end of the whole Tkufas Balei HaTosfos. The Rosh is the Talmud of Maram Rutenberg. He's representing the Ri and the Rabbein and Tam and the Rivu and the Rashbam and all the Rishayim. So, that's what the there's a Tshuvas HaRosh. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh where the Rosh says, if you have a Machalikas, the Ri and the Rabbein and Tam against the Rambam, so that's Rabbim against the Yochid. All the Balei, that's what the Rosh writes. The Ri and the Balei HaTosfos against the Rambam, that's a Yochid V'Rabbim, Alochid K'Rabbim. The Rabbim are like that. So the Beis Yosef goes nuts. So the Beis Yosef says usually he's going to follow the Rav of these three Poskim. The Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh. Happens that all three, the Rif, the Rambam and the Rosh, all three agree over here. They all say Chodesh B'chutz Lortz is Daraisa. Once they say Chodesh B'chutz Lortz is Daraisa, so the jig is up. So they say there's no Heta, there's no Kula over here. So the Sefer HaTruma says no. We assume that Chodesh B'chutz Lortz is only the Rabbanon. And once you say it's only the Rabbanon, so then it's like Trumas and Maisus, that they only introduce Trumas and Maisus by Rotzes HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. They never introduce by Rotzes HaRachokes L'Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's what he's talking about, that there's no Chodosh Bizman HaZeh, because they live far away. They lived in Poland. The Levush lived in Poland. They live far away from Eretz Yisrael. That's what he means. That you don't have Chodosh. Otherwise, that Pella. What happened to Chodosh?
Bizman HaZeh, why would borders change based on the fact that there were Smuchas?
Why wouldn't what change? What do you mean with smuchas to Eretz Yisrael?
In other words, what you're saying, you could take an airplane and...
You mean if the Tanoim would have lived in our generation, they would have asked it all over the world. But Lamaise said they lived in a generation that they had no airplanes. So they only introduced Trumas and Maises v'chutz lorets and Chodosh, if it's only the Rabbanon, so they only introduced it by Ratzah smuchas. Because in their times, it didn't make sense to introduce Xerah, which Meshuggah is going to transport food from Eretz Yisrael all the way to America. It'll get rotten before it'll ruin before it reaches America.
Is that the Shadlan Rabbi Yehuda, the Derech Rechaika? Maybe that should change also.
Derech Rechaika, that's a question. What is the din deraisa? The Gemara says Derech Rechaika depends on Mahalach Adam Beinani a half a day. A half a day to Yerushalayim. And it doesn't depend on traveling by camel. So the Nerib Yehuda and the Talmud and Nerib Yehuda had a suffix on the level of their eyes. So what's the definition of Derech HaChoika? Is that Kach Demar HaLachal Moshe Misina? That's the Shir. Adam Beinani will be able to walk by foot and not travel by camel? Or no, that maybe that's because Bizman Abayis, the average person, traveled by walking by foot. But if we'll come to the period of the Bayis HaShlishi and we'll realize that the average person is just not going to travel by foot, which Meshuggah is going to walk so far, he's going to take a bus, he's going to take a train, he's going to take a plane, he's not going to travel by foot. So that's what Din Arib Yehuda and Talmud and Arib Yehuda, well, Mesupik, when you get to the Din Derais of Derech Rechoika, by Korban Pesach, Vazvat Zayin as Mashiach that Kumen, and we'll build the third Beis HaMikdash, how are you going to define Derech Rechoika? Derech Rechoika means that's how most of the Rishonim say, leaving out the Rambam. At Chatzos on Erev Pesach, everyone becomes Mechuyev to bring Korban Pesach. Before Chatzos, you can't bring Korban Pesach, so no Chiyev. So at Chatzos, you become Mechuyev, and you have to bring a Korban Pesach by Shkia. So Derech Rechoika means, where is he at Chatzos? If he's so far away from Yerushalayim that he simply cannot reach, he cannot arrive in Yerushalayim by Shkia. That's what counts over here, to be able to shech the Korban Pesach. So that depends on an Adam. Does it depend on an Adam Beinoni? So in the days of the Bais Rish and Bais Shein, the Adam Beinoni would walk by foot. So that's why the Gemara says it depends on people walking by foot. Maybe Lasid Lava in the times of the Bais HaShlishi, since Ruba, the Ruba of the people will no longer walk by foot, maybe it should determine, maybe should be determined by going by bus or by car or by train or something like that. That was a Diyun. And that's also relevant, but again, to Avelus. The Gemara has Dinim and Avelus. Sometimes if the family is sitting Shiva and another relative didn't hear it Bechlal that anybody died, and he comes to visit the family, he comes into the Beis Oval and he says that everybody's in the middle of sitting Shiva. So the Gemara has a din, if he's bami makum karev, if he comes from a derech karevo, then he's mitztarif with them, and he only said shiva till the end of their shiva. But bami makum rochek, if he came from a far away distant location, then he's mine shiva liatzma, he has to sit his own shiva. So what's the definition of bami makum karev? What's the definition of makum rochek, makum karev? So the Tosfos and the Rif quote from the Halachas Gedolos that it's the same shir as by Korban Pesach. But by Korban Pesach, it's a shear only of walking a half a day. How far are you away from Yerushalayim that you'd be able to reach there from Chatzos till Shkia? Why Chatzos till Shkia? Because the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach only begins after Chatzos. You have to shech the Korban Pesach by Shkia. So there it depends on that part of the day, from Chatzos till Shkia. So the Gemara in Pesachim calculates what that distance is. Tezvav mil. Masheni came by Avelus. Why should it depend only on half a day? So since the shear of Makam Kara Machak Rachak by Korban Pesach means one day's traveling, here by Korban Pesach means a half a day, so by Avelus it should be a whole day's traveling. So that's what the Bahag says. So this Shaila, whether Makam Kara Machak Rachak Derech Rechayka by Korban Pesach, whether it depends on Mahalach Adam Beinani Bayom, on the average person walking, or does it depend on the... Does it depend on the average person walking? Does it depend on the average person arriving there, depending on kefi amokam, kefi azman? What is the normal way of traveling? So that shaila is not only relevant for Korban Pesach, lo say love, that shaila is relevant for Ilchus Avelus. So le'esato, temporarily, until they rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll work out what the din is, we'll discuss what the din is when it gets to the din deraisa. Meanwhile, we assume halachik deva mekel ba'ovel. We're mekel, even if it's more than 15 mil, we're mekel that since the Adam Beinoni today doesn't travel by foot, hardly anybody's going to travel such 15 mil. Who's going to travel 15 mil by foot? No one's going to, it's not a marathon. Normal people are going to take a train, they're going to take a bus, they're going to take a taxi. No one's going to walk by foot such a distance. So that's why today we're Mekel. That's what the Poskim say. When they'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and it'll be Menegir to the Din Deraisa, then you can't say Halachik Deva Mekel Bavel. Then we got to ascertain what's Taka the Din. So they say, okay, when we'll build the Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to work on the topic. We'll have to figure it out. Okay. Yeah.
But the Ramah seems to hold that Chadash B'chutz Laretz is Deraisa because he brings us text later.
It's a Dovish Yesh Lamatirin. Chodesh is a Dovish Yesh Lamatirin. It's a Sufik, even if Chodesh would be the Rabbanon, Sufik would be Lechumra. But if you have a Sfek Sveke, so that's a Machloikis. Do you have the right to be Mekal, a Sfek Sveke, but Dovish Yesh Lamatirin. So if the Shach and Simi Kuf Yud has a lot to say about Sfek Sveke, has long, long Arichasim. So he quotes, among other things, he quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba holds that a Sfek Sveke is Mitam Rov. It's 50-50 whether it's A or B. And even if it's B, L'chumra, it may be C or D. So there's still a Tzad to be Mekel. So since it starts off 50-50, and then within the 50, L'chumra is still 25-25, so it's 75-25, so the odds are L'hakam. So the Rashba develops this idea that Sfek Sveke is Mitam Rov. The din is that a robe by Dovish Yesh Matirin is Lahakel. That's a Gemara in Beitza Dav Zainam Beis. The Tosis points that out. And Beitza Zainam Beis, the Gemara, the Marshal points that out. The Tosis says over there, not Gemara, the Marshal is quoted on the bottom of the Rosh there. You see the Farish from the Gemara that by a Dovish Yesh Matirin, only Sveka Lahachmir. Tarubis is not bottle, but if you have a robe, then you are Mekel. See, if Svek Sveka is Mitam Rov, so then you should be Mekel by Dovish Yesh Matirin, even Svek Sveka. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, Tosis in Beitza Dav Gimel and Beis has a kasha. That Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Tam changed the girsa because of his kasha, Isn't it a case, the Gemara says, Beitzer Shinolda, Biyantif is also, it's a double shesh matirin, and the Gemara seems to say, even if you have a sveik, it's still lost. So it says, how can it be? But if you have a sveik, it should be mutter. So the Rabbein and Tam changed the gears, you're not talking about a sveik. Enachanam, if we would have had a sveik, it would have been lachem. And some other Bishani man said, no, sveik of a double shesh matirin is lahachmer. Sveik is not mitam rov. Sveik is if it's a hachro yemekel. But if it's a double shesh matirin, you have no right to be mekel. That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah is mekel on that. The Ramah thinks that a sveik of a double shesh matirin is lahakim. Are the Rishonim hold not so? Machlekes of Rishonim. Whether a sveik of a double shesh matirin, whether you can be mekel on that. So again, the Shach here and Simon Tzadik Ches, if caught in Chav Zayin, the Shach quotes the Loshon of the Tur. You always need Shishim, except for Chametz B'Pesach is B'mashu, Yai Nesach is B'mashu if it's Min B'minot. His Min Shenim Min is not B'mashu. That's what the Shach said earlier. By Yai Nesach, that it's only B'mashu if it's Min B'minot, Min Shenim Min is not. So he says, there we pass like Rava, did you go Basa Shmazlin and not Basa Taima? Because that's an arbitrary halacha. So there, you, like Rabbi Yudashita, the mim 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 mashu. So here we adopt Rabbi Yudashita. By Yai Nesach, we're machmeh that it's b'mashu, a tikruvis of it is or. The Shach says tikruvis of it is or will also be b'mashu, just like Yai Nesach is b'mashu. So that's only if it's mim mim mim. So there you go, basa shma. Fine. So the Ramah only quotes these two exceptions to the rule. All Yisurim hanogim b'zmanazeh. A bottle b'shishim, except for chametz b'pesach yai nesach. Chametz b'pesach bein meminah bein shelo meminah. Yai nesach is only b'mashu if it's min meminah. Min sheni meminah is not. But then the Torah quotes another two: tevel and orlo. Tevel and orlo. It's a tevel you can have. Let's say you bake the bread, a cake, or cookies. You forgot to be mafresh challah. So that's tevel. Either tevel is peris that grew in Eretz Yisrael. You want mafresh chumus and ma'is. It's a double shesh matirin. Or if you baked enough, you needed enough dough. And it's chayv and chalas. Chalas chutzlor is also it's also a tevel. It's also a double sheish matirin. So it's b'mashu. Tevel is double sheish matirin. Double sheish matirin is also only b'mashu if it's mim mimina mim shein minoi. It's not b'mashu. So that's but that long shach in the beginning of the simon. That long shach in Sikkot Nevav said I'll paskin like Rava that basa shmaz linan by double sheish matirin. They're all passing like Rava. That the chiluk to mim and minim, mim sheni minim, depend baso shmo. That's what we mentioned yesterday. The Prima Gordon quotes of Pnei Yeshua at the end of Beitza, who disagrees with the Shach. He thinks that should also depend on baso taima, not baso shmo. But most of the pasuk can follow the Shach. So that's strange. Why the mechaber? Why the Ramah left out tevel? Tevel is noig bezman hazeh. Then he left out orlo, a pellet. What did he leave out orlo for? Orlo b'chutz lortz. Shver et teretz. Shver what they faran for over here. And the miluim on the bottom of the page, I don't understand what they both said. The tefillah tzadik, I don't understand the answer. But the miluim has another issue that he raises. He wants to know, what's the story if you have a taruvus of chad bechad? Is that considered, the iser is bien, or is that considered the taruvus? A taruvus of chad bechad. The main afkemina. My nafkemina. He talks strange. He talks over here that Safi Garla B'chutz Lortz is mutter. So he wants to know maybe even Chad B'chad is also Safi Garla B'chutz Lortz.
Isn't that the Shach?
Huh?
Isn't that the
Shach's
case?
The Shach and Kuftes. Yeah. The Shach's talking about Safi Darabana Lakula, that you don't apply Safi Darabana Lakula by Chad B'chad because it's Ikva Yisura. Yeah. So he should have said the same over here. I don't understand the whole thing. What he meant to say is a different thing. It's Ikva Yisura. How can you say it's not Sofik? It's still a Shaila though. When you have a Taruvus of Chad Bechad, it's correct. It's Ikva Yisura. There's no room to be Mekel on a Derabon. On the Pashtus, there's no room to be Mekel on Sofik or the B'chutz Lortz either. I'll be Pashtus like that. But it is a Shaila. Whether Taruvus of Chad Bechad is considered. What's the definition of Taruvus? Taruvus is if you have Rov Heter and Miot Yisur, and the Yisur is Ein Anikar. So the definition of Taruvus, and if you don't have Rov Heter, then the Isser is Bien. It's not considered a Taruvus. What if you have a Taruvus of Chad Bechad? Is that called a Taruvus, but it's not Batl? In order to be Batl, you have to have Chad Betray. You have to have Acharam Lahatas. So do you say Chad Bechad is Nikar Ho Isser, the Isser is Bien? Or you say, no, Chad Bechad, it's not considered Nikar Ho Isser. That's what he's mesupik about. I don't see what the relevance is. Benegiah to Orlo b'chutzlaretz, I don't see why it should be relevant. But it is relevant to other places. So take, for example, this is really a suffix in the Ramban on Beitza. The Mochamis on the bottom of the riff in Beitza comments on the Gemara. There's a Gemara there in Beitza. That's the whole basis of the middle of Siman Tzadik Tes. You have the din of Eim Avat and Nisan L'chat Chila. So that the source for all the din of Eim Avat and Nisan L'chat Chila is the sugya in the first perik in Beitza. So it says there, logs on Yontif, that's in Tzadik Tes Sifei, Eim Avat and Nisan L'chat Chila. By me, it's page 460. The Mechaber quotes that Gemara, Eim Avat and Nisan L'chat Chila. So that's a Gemara in Beitza in the first perik. And Rashi and Tosis there say, how did the Gemara know that there's such a din? The Gemara got it from the Mishnah and Trumas. That there's a Mishnah and Trumas that says that Truma is only batla be'echad emeya. So what if a little bit of Truma fell in, let's say Truma wine, fell into wine of Chulin, Misukonim, and you don't have echad emeya. You have 50 units of Chulin wine against the one unit of Truma wine. So everything has to, all the wine has to be given to a kohen. A non-kohen is not allowed, you sell it to a kohen. A zar is not permitted to eat the whole taruvis because the truma is the midrabbanon. Menatar, the truma is batel chad betray. It's mimimina. Midrabbanon, since it's mimimina, a truma, so you need mayo. Midrabbanon. That's the chumra. So a non-kohen is not permitted to eat it. You know, you have to give the whole thing to the kohen. You can sell it. You can't charge for the truma. The truma part you're supposed to give to the kohen. But the chulam part is really the farmer, so that he can, that part he can charge for, he can sell it to the kohen if the kohen is willing to pay for all that wine. So the Mishnah discusses the situation that truma dika wine fell into chulam dika wine, and you didn't have shishim, so it's not, you didn't have mayo, so it's not bottle. So you want to add on more chulam dika wine in order that you'll reach the point of having mayo, so it'll be bottle. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to add on. You're not allowed to be moisif on. Not only are you not allowed to take truma wine and mix in 100 units of chulin to be mevatlet, that's outright. The isser is bien. So I'm going to take 100 units of chulin to do away with the whole truma, to make it that it shouldn't exist at all. You can't do that. Ein mevatlet nis l'chatchila. But the Mishnah has further, even if the truma dika wine already fell into chulin dika wine, and it should have been batel chad betray, you even have shishin. I have 75 times... 75 units of chulandika wine and one unit of chumadika wine, so it should have been batel b'shishim. So that's the din, since midrabbanan you need mayor, so it's not batel. You have to have, everything has to be eaten by a kohen, and you're not even allowed to add on another 25 units to make it that it should be batel b'rov. You're not allowed to. So that's the Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting in the beginning of Beitza. The Gemara is quoting that to establish that such a din exists. Eim avat tanis l'chatchil. What's the Gemara talking about in Beitza? The Gemara is talking like this. There's a din of muktzah on Shabbos and Yontif. So on there's the highest form of muktzah is muktzah machmas gufay. Muktzah machmas atzmai. Muktzah machmas gufay is if you have eitzim abonah b'yofar. You have something that's not oichel, and it's not mashke, and not odom, it's not kelim. Whatever, these four categories are the things that are mekabel tuma. Odom, kelim, ochel, mashke, maro, mekabel tuma. So it means it has some chashivas. Whatever is nishkin odom, nishkin kelim, nishkin oichel, nishkin mashke, is a piece of junk, so the din is that it's not mekabel tuma. The din is that in order to be mekabel tuma, the adam has to be Jewish. And there are kelim that are not mekabel tuma. Klei glolim, klei avonim, klei adom are not mekabel tuma. And the oichel mashke is only mekabel tuma if it's meichel adam. If it's meichel behema, it's not mekabel tuma. But when they instituted the dinim of muktzah, so they made it a little bit, called the tikkun rabbanan kein d'oraisa tikkun, they patterned it after the dinim of kabbalas tuma. That's the gemara in kol hakelim. Masechah Shabbos, it was patterned after, but it wasn't 100% the same. So the din over here is that Adam is not muktzah, even if it's a non-Jew, it's not mekabel tuma. Human being is not considered muktzah. Kelim, even klei avonim, klei adoma, klei glolim, which are not mekabel tuma, but still a kli is a kli. So they never declared that that should be muktzah. There's a different iser of tiltel kelim. A kli shmalach talasa, kli shmalach talisa, but it's not muktzah machmas gufa. It's a different iser of tiltel kelim. Then ochel memashkim, strictly speaking, the only ochel memashkim that are mekabel tuma is if it's meichel adam. If it's meichel behem, it's not mekabel tuma. But as far as muktzah is concerned, if the food, let's say a big bunch of hay, that human beings don't eat, but it's Machal Behemah. So whatever is Machal Behemah is not considered Muktzah. So the Gemara says in Kol HaKelim, in Masech HaShabbos, Perek Kol HaKelim, that the laws of Muktzah were patterned a little bit loosely after the laws of Kabbalah's Tumah. The prohibition of Muktzah was because we're afraid Zerah Shem B'Yotzi. He may by mistake carry this. So they don't want you to handle anything, even in the house. The Gzeirah Shem B'Yotzi may carry it out of the house. But they're going to say you shouldn't handle anything. So say, how can you eat food? How can you put on your clothes? How do you put on pajamas? How do you take off your clothes? How do you function on Shabbos? How do you pick up your baby? You can't diaper the baby. You can't do anything. So they didn't want to make it impossible. You're not allowed to carry any of these things. So they said, whatever is important, whatever has ishtamshus, the important things in the world, whatever is mekabel tumah is because it has chashiva. So they never declared that as muktzah. Whatever doesn't belong in these four categories of adam mekel mochel mashkim, so they declared that that's muktzah machmas gufa. So let's say logs, twigs, or logs on Shabbos are muktzah machmas gufa. That's eitz ma'avana biofer. That's real muktzah. On yontif also the logs are muktzah because it's not adam mekel mochel mashkim. But people need logs on yontif. You want to cook food and you want to keep yourself warm and you're permitted. You're not allowed to be madlaka so esh mechadosh, you're not allowed to be molar esh mechadosh, but if there already is a flame, you're allowed to throw in logs on yontif. You're allowed to do havor l'tzorcha chonefesh l'tzorcha yom k'tzas. So the Gemara says, if you're mazmin the logs in advance, although they remain muktzah, but you're allowed to have an isa muktzah on it, but you're still permitted to handle it for the purpose that you were mazmin it. So you set aside the logs on erev yontif to throw them in the furnace. So even though it's muktzah, even though logs should be muktzah, it's a special heter. That on yontif, since you were mazmin it min bod yom, so you're allowed to handle it for that purpose or another purpose that's equally important or more important. So the Gemara has a situation, the fellow has a pile of logs that he has from erev yontif, and he has his furnace, and he wants to keep warm, or he was cooking food to cover yontif, and he throws in a couple of logs. Lightning strikes on a tree and a branch falls down from the tree and the logs fall into the furnace. So the Gemara says the logs that fell into the furnace, you weren't mazmin about yom. Eitz ma'avana v'yofer should really be muktzah, and on Shabbos they are muktzah, and on Yom Tov they're also muktzah. But if you're mazmin the eitz ma'avana v'yofer in advance for specific ishtamshus, then you have a het to tiltle for that ishtamshus. Let's say the moral plans to have a bris on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The minig is based on the Zohar and the pasuk Mimana Afay Yankiv that when you perform a bris milah, you matmin the orla ba offer. So the moral has to come with a container of offer, and if he finishes doing the bris milah, he pushes the orla into the offer. So the mechaber quotes from the Gaonim both in Hilchas Shabbos and Yerideh and Hilchas bris milah and the third chelik Yerideh. What do you do if you have a bris on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So he says the same thing. The moil should be mazman the offer mebod yom. Offer is going to remain offer. If it's not going to be offer, it's not going to be me mona afar yankif. You won't be out to the meaning of dessert to be matman the or horla be offer. So not that by being mazman it becomes something other than it. If you take offer and you make it into a table or a chair, so it's no longer offer, then it's no longer muktzah. You just made it into a kli. Here it still is offer. I want it to be offer. It's not going to be offer. You won't be out to the meaning of the Zohar. So it is offer. But if you mazman it for the purpose of using that offer to be matman the or harla to fulfill that meaning, so then it remains muktzah, but you're allowed to move it for that purpose. So let's say you have logs on erev yontif, you plan to use the logs on yontif to keep warm or to cook some food. So the logs are muktzah, eitz ma'avanu v'yofar muktzah, but you're mazmin it mebod yom, so you're allowed to handle it for that purpose. What happens if logs fall down from the tree in the middle of yontif? So we never mazmin those mebod yom. So those logs are going to be muktzah. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to poke around the logs in the furnace? I had a couple of logs in the furnace, logs that I was mazmin mabod yom on erev yontif. Then a couple of logs fell down in the middle of yontif. So am I permitted to poke around? So the Gemara says, isn't it a dovish yesh matirin? Muktzah is the dovish yesh matirin. So I should say that it's not bottled bereiv. So you shouldn't be permitted to push around any of the logs. So the Gemara says, we permit you. In this case, the Gemara says that the chumra of davish esh matirin loy bottle doesn't apply over here. Here we say the davish esh matirin would be bottle. So the shaila is, but what happened to the din of emavat anisa lechatchila? Does the chadin emavat anisa lechatchila? So Rashi and Tosis there on Beitza quote that Mishnah from Trumas. If Yain Shal Truma fell into Yain Shal Chulin, and you have Shishim, but you don't have Meyo, so you're not allowed to add on to make it into Meyo. Even though you already have Roiv against it, still Eim Avat and Nisla Chatchil. So how come over here? Mar Balei Meitz Mechanim Umavatlam. How come over here? So the Gemara says, Senish Gefelach, it's only a Nisa de Rabbanon. The Lags Amukta is only a Nisa de Rabbanon. So therefore what? So only Nisa de Rabbanon. So by Yisurim de Rabbanon, you say Mevat and Nisla Chatchil. So that's how the Mechaber says, if it's only a Nisa de Rabbanon, then it's Mutter. That's the Mechaber and Sivav, and Tzadik Tes Sivav. Isa Shal Devrayim, Eim Avin Asa B'Yadayim K'deo Levatlo. Not allowed to mix it. You're not allowed to add on so much chatter to me about Avalim Nofel Me'atzmo, but if the Isser is already fell into Heta, there already is a Tarus. Ain't the Heta Kedei Levatlo, I don't have enough to be Mevatlit, so the din is Marba Olav or Mevatlit. Then that's how the Mechaber read the Gemara. That since Mukta is only the Rabbanon, so the din of Eim Mevatlit Nisal Hatchila doesn't apply. The Ramor disagrees. Because Tosis has raised the other Gemara, but the Gemara talks about Eim Avat and Nisal Chatchili even by Nisa de Rabbanon. So he says, Yesh Omrim, Dein Levatel, Isa de Rabbanon, Al Hosifal of Kemobi, Isa de Raisa, Lechein Dogem Ve'en Lushanais. Aye, but the Gemara says Beferish that it is Mutter. So the Gemara only says it, if it's an Isa de Rabbanon Kal. If you're dealing with an Isa de Rabbanon Kal. Let's see, Yud Dalit. What does the Bira Gros say? There in Tzadik Tes in Sivov Machlokes and Mechaber and Ramo, Mechaber says, "Ein Mevat and Nisal Chatchili even by Nisa de Rabbanon, Ein Rabbanon also be Adan to Delevatlo. Avlam Nafal Miatzma, Ein Mehet to Delevatlo. My brother Ben Vatlo, the Mechaber holds like that. That's how the Gemara says. And then the Ramo says, "V'yeshomim that it's not so, even in Nisa de Rabbanon. So what does he do with the Gemara? So he said, "The Bir Agro writes you Dalit." The Masham Sham Ava, but the Rabban Mevatlam Hainu Kim Askone, the Sham Hecha the Mikli Koli Yisur. Only if it's an Isa the Rabban and Kal. What's an example of an Isa Rabban and Kal? So the Gemara says you have the logs that fell down from the tree and they fell into the furnace and they're going to get all consumed. So that's and you only get Hanor from the logs after they get consumed. Then they give off the energy. Then they give off the heat. So he proves it. That's what the Rishon Dim lo keni gulid veled sham yosef ola. What's the whole problem? Gulid veled is only an isa de rabbanon. The Gemara is talking about truma bizman is only the rabbanon. So why can't you add on some more bimavatle? So the answer is the Ramos following the rush. The rush is shita like that. That's what he says. Tur b'shem harush v'chein dogim. That's the top line on page 464. That the Ramos says even on an isa de rabbanon, the tur quotes from the rush that you don't permit. Not only do you not permit la'arva bi'adam, you don't even permit la'hoisifal of k'dei levatloi. You don't even permit k'dei la'hoisifal of k'dei levatloi. The only time you make a live is if it's an isa de rabbana kal. Why is this an isa de rabbana kal? Because mikli kol yisuri. You're only going to get the hanoi from the logs after they're going to get consumed. So that's considered an isa de rabbana kal. We divide all yisurim de rabbana. Yisurim de raisa de raisa. They're all on the same level of Chormah Yisra. Nisa de Rabbanon, they're different levels. So you can have an Nisa de Rabbanon Kal and an Nisa de Rabbanon Chomor. So there, on that Gemara, in connection with that Gemara, so the Melchamis is Mesupik. What did the Gemara say? Eitzim shenoshim and adekel biyontef mar baleim eitzim mechonim or mevatlon. Is it only if it's mixed in chad bechad? Let's say I had five logs of heter, and now five logs of isa fell in from the tree. Is it only mutter because it's no longer bien? It's chad bechad, so it's no longer bien. But you don't have a rife. It's chad bechad. It's 5 to 5, exactly the same amount. That's chad bechad. So is that the case? The marbalei meitz mechonim and mevatlam, because it's no longer bien. Or should I say, what does it help? Chad bechad. Chad bechad is still bien, and nonetheless you're permitted to be. It's not called bien if you have a roiv against roiv heta miyotisa, but if it's machza, so then it's still bien. So the melchamis is not sure whether that heta marbalei meitz mechonim only applies if it starts off as chad b'chad, you're allowed to be marbe, or even if it started off, it's not even chad b'chad. I had 4 logs of heter and 10 logs of isa fell in. So it's going to be a hefset. I'm going to lose the 4 logs of heter. We permit you, why do we permit you to be marbalei meitzim uchanim over here? Because I'm going to suffer a hefset. The logs of heter I won't be able to use either. It's going to be, the fire is burning, the furnace is going to burn the logs of heter. So because I'm going to be losing the value of the logs of heter, so that's why they were makel over here. So shikol shas hadchak. So the Ramban is mesupik, does the heter only apply if you have chad bechad? If you would have slightly more logs of heter than logs of issa, so you don't have to be marbalei, it's already botel bereif. So it means you have chad b'chad, I know I have 5 logs of heter, and now 5 logs of isa fell in, machza. So all I have to add on, marbalei meitzim uchanim, add on 1 of heter and it'll be mutter. Or do you say no? If it's chad b'chad, it's still bien. It's not considered b'taruvus. And still you permit marbalei meitzim uchanim. So even if it's not chad b'chad, even if it's less than chad b'chad, you'd also permit it. So the pashta says that that's soft because why do you permit it? Because of the hefset, because you're losing the logs of heter, going to get consumed. So you have to come up with some heter. So you allow bitl beroiv in order not to suffer the hefset of the logs of heter. So that's exactly the Ramban sofik, the Malcham is there. This sof, I don't see what's the relevance of the cler that the miluim raised over here. I don't understand this levush. I think the shach is right. I don't understand what they're trying to farem for over here. Now they're trying to defend the levush, but the sofik that the miluim raises, enech mesupik, madin shalav taruv is chad b'chad, he's mesupik. What's the din? Whether taruv is chad b'chad is called, it's ikva yisur. Ikva yisur means it's called an isa b'yen. Oh no! Once you have taruv is chad b'chad, it's not called b'yen. If you'll have, let's say you have 5 logs of isur and 4 logs of heta, the roiv is isur. So if the roiv is isur, then the isur is b'yen. But if it's machza machza, taruv is yavish b'yavish machza machza. So that's the suffix. Is that considered the Anisa B'yen or not? Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this suffix in a different place, but the way he presents it, it's a little humorous. There is a Gemara, he quotes it like this in the Gilyoni Hashas HaMasech HaSukkah. The Gemara there asks, how do you know that Pri Eitz Hadar means an Esrog? There's some of the other fruits that are good looking. How do you know which pretty delicious fruit is it referring to? So the Rambam in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos gives you a whole introduction to the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam says that there are 4 parts to the Torah Shebal Peh. He says the first part is you have Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. Second, and he gives an example, Pri Eitz Hadar and Ayin Tachasayin. That it's not that we worked it out with the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. We have a tradition that that's what the word means. There are no 2 ways about it, nothing to discuss. The word Pri Eitz Hadar refers to Esrig. And the word Ayin Tachasayin means Ipe Mam. It's not a pilpul. It's not a chiddush that the Chachamim came up with in a later generation. That was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Pirush Amilus over there. So the Rambam writes, the first part of the Torah Shebal Peh, you have Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. And then he says, you have Halachas LaMoshe MiSinai. That's not Pirush HaMekubalim LaMoshe MiSinai. Let's say Tefillin have to be square. Tefillin have to be black. There's no, it's not translating any word in the Chumash. Pri Eitz Hadar, we're saying that's what it means. It means Esra. Then the Rambam has Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashem. Then he has all the dinim derabbanan are included also in Torah Shebal Peh. All the dinim derabbanan become a chelik of Torah Shebal Peh on the level of deraisim. So the Gemara in Sukkah, so the Rambam claims that Pri Eitz Hadar was a Kabbalah Haisa B'Yodam, that it means Esrog. That's when the Pirush Mahamukubalim of Moshe Messina. And the Rambam classes says that the same is true regarding Ayin Tachasayin. Ayin Tachasayin means mom, and that they had a Pirush Mahamukubalim of Moshe Rabbeinu. You look in the Gemara in Perek HaChevel, the Gemara works hard to prove that Ayin Tachasayin doesn't mean mamish. And then they quote one Tana says Ayin Tachasayin mamish. How can it be? He really disagrees. So what does the Rambam do with that Gemara? What's the Gemara quoting all the different Tanoim who are proving from by reading in between the lines, by drushes and so on, that Ayin Tachasayin means mamish? So the Rambam said this was only asmach to be alma. They're trying to say, even without the Pirush HaMekubalim Moshe Rabbeinu, that Ayin Tachasayin means Mam, and you can even prove from the Psukim itself. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam has the same to say regarding the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, and how do you know that Pri Eitz Hadar means an Esrog? Maybe means this, maybe means that. So the Gemara says, maybe means a certain fruit. So the Gemara says, that fruit is a Sama Mavis. How can that be that that's Pri Eitz Hadar? It says, Derechei Adachinam, Lecham Nisiv Eseh HaShalom. The Rabbanu Shalom is going to tell us we should take a poisonous fruit. The shaken on Sukkah, it doesn't make sense. Then the Gemara says maybe the Priya Tzadda means some tiny little nut, a tiny little thing that's so small you hold it in your hand you can barely see it. The Gemara says no, it says Ulakachtam Lachem, it has to be a Lekicha Anikeres. If it's an Esrog, so it's a big thing, that's called Lekicha Anikeres. You're going to take a tiny little peanut that grows on a tree, it has to be a fruit. A Priya Tzadda that grows on a tree, that's a Lekicha Shein Anikeres. So the Gemara proves from the Psukim itself that it has to be an Esrog. The Rambam says that it's from the Pirushim HaMekubalim HaMoshe Misina. So just like they weren't HaChayvel, Geitavek HaGansa Omud Gemara, the Gemara spends lines and lines and lines, quotes different Tanoim to prove that Ayin Tachasayin means Mom. And the Rambam says they didn't have to prove it. That's all Asmachta. The same over here, this is also just Asmachtas. We really have Pirushim HaMekubalim HaMoshe Misina, that the phrase Priyay Tzadda really refers to an Esrog. So on that Gemara, that the Gemara says you need a lekicha hanikeres, you can't say that esrog is that poisonous thing, because that's derachah darchan elmechon, and you can't say the esrog is a tiny little peanut that grows on a tree, because not a lekicha hanikeres. So on that Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a suffix from one of the achrayim. What if I have two esrogim, they got mixed up with each other? One esrog, and they look exactly the same. One esrog is an esrog hamurkov, which is no good. The other esrog is a non-murkov, which is good. I don't know which is which. Would I be yotze if I would pick up the zechazeh? I'll pick up the lulav with the one esrig, then I'll pick up the lulav with the second esrig. But it's a taruvus of chad bechad. So taruvus of chad bechad, is it called nikar ho iser? Here you're not talking about iser, but he wants to know nisa veheter here and you're there at tzadik ches and nisa veheter. If you have a taruvus of chad bechad, it's not bottled. So is it called nikar ho iser? Nikar ho iser. Or should I say, no, it's not Nikar Issa. The Issa is not Bien. It's not bottled because you don't have a Rav of Heter, but it's not Nikar Issa either. So that's really what he's Mesupik over here. He's asking, what's the din of Chad Bechad? You say, the Issa is Nikar. So Rabbi Yosef Engel is talking, is it Nikar Benegir to a different din? He's talking about, you need Lekicha Anikeres. It's a little bit, the Gemara uses the same verb. Lekicha anikeres, to establish that a peanut is no good, you need dafka, a big thing. Lekachtam lechem means a lekicha anikeres. So he is assuming that the verb anikeres, an adjective, an adverb, whatever, the word anikeres over there has the same meaning as nikar hoiser over here. It's not necessarily totally zebizet. Lekicha anikeres over there means it has to be a big size thing. That's not called the lekich, it's a tiny little peanut. That's not called the lekich anikeres. Lekich means a big thing. He when talking about nikar ha'iser, is it bien, is it betaruvis? It's not the same at all. It's a little bit humorous that he shtels to over here. But that's his clear over there. He quotes one of the achrayim, Ansuke, who has that shaila, whether if you have a taruvis of chad bechad, is it considered nikar ha'iser, is not considered. So then Mr. Ramban has that suffix. When the Gemara had the kula, that appeared in Tzadik Tes. Where was that? In Tzadik Tes, by the din of Eim, Mevatan Eisel Lachatchil, Eisel Shal Divreyem, Ma'abaleim Eitz Mechonim and Mevatlam, if it was Nisariv already. Avalim Nofal, Me'atzma, Bein Behetik, Kedei Levatlo, Marba, Olov, Mevatloi. So what is it? It fell in and it's in the Miut? The Atzei Heter are in the Miut and the Atzei Iser are on the Roiv. And we still permit you to be marbalei meitz mechonim and mevatlon. Or do you only matter it if it's machzah machzah, if it's chad l'gabi chad? Because the iser is already no longer bien. Chad l'gabi chad, the iser is already bitaruvis.
Can't you understand the Gemara even if it's rov, because it's still truma? So it was.
Which one is truma?
Meaning the way it fell in. The
Gemara is talking about atzei mukta, logs fell in the middle of yontif. Rashi and Tosfos say on that Gemara, what was the mocker? How did the Gemara come up with such an einfall? What's the mocker? So they claim the mocker is from the Mishnah and Trumas. The Mishnah and Trumas says that in order to be Mevatel Truma, you need Echud of Meyo, you need Meyo of Chulin against the one unit of Truma. And even if the Truma fell into 65 units of Chulin, Shishim is not enough. And you're not allowed to add on another 40 units to make it 105 units against. Even that's also because of Eim Avat HaNisa L'chatchil. Even though you already have a Roiv Heter, a Roiv of Shishim against the Miut of the Issa of the Truma, Shishim is not enough, you need Mei, you're not allowed to be Marba Aleihem. That was Rashi and Taisa said, that was the mocker of the Gemara. Here the Shach over there has a famous Kasha. The Shach and Tzadik Tes have got Yud Ches, as the famous stir in the Machaber. Yeah.
What would be the problem taking the Eshag Zachar Zeh if it's even if it's a Tyrol that says one's more common, one's not? So you take
the Gemara says that you're not yotze, you cannot possibly interpret that pre-eight sada refers to a little peanut, a nut that grows on a tree, an almond, because it's so tiny it's not visible. So that's called a lekich hashena nikeres. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Achrayim who are making a tzushtel. Nikeres has to be niker, it has to be bien. If it's betaruvus, it's not niker, so it's called lekich hashena nikeres. One could argue and break down the equation. You use the same word, nikeres over there, nikeres over here. It means a whole different meaning. He's talking about an iser that's with taruvus. You have roiv het and miyot iser. It's the iser is not niker. It's not bien. It's not niker. If it's chad bechad is what to discuss, whether it's niker or it's not niker. But over there, you're talking about lekicha nikeres means it has to be a big thing. A tiny thing is not called a lakat. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Achrayim who assume that since you need lekich hanikeres to the exclusion of a tiny little amen, so you need lekich hanikeres if you have, let's say, you would have two posel esrogim and one kosher esrog, so he assumes you wouldn't be yotze even if you take bezachas that all three, because it's not niker huisa, it's not niker, it's not bien, because it's betarubis. Whenever there's a roiv against the miut, so the miut is not niker. So he assumes for sure that you're not yotze. His whole sofik only is if it's chad legabi chad, is that called nikar or not?
Isn't that like the grizz about if you had two esrogim, one was harder and then you should take the other one?
There you know which one is which.
I know which is which. I know this is kosher, but it's not mehuder. And this one I'm a supik. It's mehuder, but I'm not sure if it's kosher. See, there's no tarubis. I know each yichas of each esrog. He's talking about a case. I mixed up the two esrogim. I know one is vadai kosher, one is vadai pasul. I mixed them up. So he says if you have two pasul esrog and one kosher esrog, then for sure it's not niker, then for sure you're not yotze, even b'zach hazeh. He assumes why. Because the Gemara said you need likicha nikeres, and this is not called niker. One can argue on the tushtel. It's not niker means as far as bien, it's not bien, but it's still it's a likicha nikeres. Mimonam shachi was yotze. You can disagree on the whole tushtel just because you use the same word, nikeres over here. Nikeres over there doesn't necessarily mean the same thing. But he quotes Achrayim, it's not his. He quotes Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni Hashas. These are the comments that he wrote on the margin of his Gemara. So he quotes Achrayim, who assumed that you need Niker, and if it's bottled betaruvis, it's a roiv against the kosher esrig, you wouldn't be able to be yotze. That's called a kicha shein and nikeres, and he's mesupik. What would you say if it's chad bechad? Is that called Niker or not? So that's the suffix that the Ramban has in the Mochamas. When you have that heter, bimar b'alei meitz mechonim and mevatlam is the heter only when the atzei mukze are not bien, because it's chad legabi chad, and all you have to add on is one more log to make it into rav. But the lashon gemara is mar baleim etzim muchanim. Why say etzim muchanim? Should be mar balev etz echad muchan. And the other side of the Ramban is, what is it going to help that it's chad legabi chad? Chad legabi chad is still nikar huisa, still nikar huisa, and still you permit it to be mar baleim in order not to suffer the loss, not to suffer the hefzid. That the atzei, the etzim hamuchonim are going to be consumed, you're going to lose the hefzid moment. So if you're matar, even though it's nikar, so may as well, even though the mukta is nikar, so you can be matar, even though the mukta is the roif. If you have 10 logs of isa fell in, you only have 5 logs of muchonim, 5 logs out of muchonim, and 10 logs of isa. The roif is isa and mirta is heter, maybe you're still matar, maybe you're still mekel to be marbalayim etzim muchonim or mevatim. So that's a Ramban is mesupik. So that's sofik on the Ramban and the Mochamas, Al Pipash. That's what he's mesupik about. But the Chad Legabi Chad is called Niker Huiser, or it's not called Niker Huiser. There's a famous Shach in Tzadik Tes, they've caught new test that people say Chanukah Torah now. There's a. Sivkot Niyotes, the famous kasha of the Shach, the Mechaber Paskins and Tzadik Tes evolved that whenever you have an Issa de Rabbanon, the din of Eim Avat and Issa Lachatchila doesn't apply. If the Issa de Rabbanon, if you have an Issa de Rabbanon, bien, you're going to add on Heter and make it bottle, that's the Eim Avat and Issa Lachatchila. But Issa shall divrayim, shekva Nisarev. It's already Nisarev, but it wasn't its bottle, so you're not permitted to add on more to cause it to become mizbatel. Nochmal, if it's an isa deraisa, even if it's nisari, if you're not allowed to add on. If it's an isa derabbanon, so then the mechaber paskins, if the Issa de Rabbanon is Bien, you're not allowed to add on to be Mevatel. The Issa de Rabbanon was Nisarev and Heter, and you're going to suffer a Hefsid. The Heter is going to go down the drain. The Heter is going to be Asa. Then you're allowed to be Marbaleim or Mevatlam if it's an Issa de Rabbanon. And the Ramah passes only if it's an Issa de Rabbanon Kal, like the Bir Agur explains in Yudalit. Only because Mikli called the Issa, you only get Tano if it gets all consumed. So that's the Machlek is the Rishayim, Machlek is the Mechab and the Ramah. So the Shach is bothered with a Kasha. That the Mechaber writes in Hilchas Chanukah, what do you do if you lit candles on their Chanukah and you have oil left over the next, after the candles go out, you have oil left over. So you use it for the next night. The oil that you have left over, you use for the next night. In the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't do that. If you lit the Neiris HaMarocha in the Beis HaMikdash, and then you come, the Kohen wake up in the morning, and they walk into the Heichal, and they find that there's leftover oil, there's leftover Shemen, or there's leftover Psila. So the halacha declares everything is considered deshen. Deshen means it's all considered like ashes. It's already in this kaima mitzvah, so you can use it the next day to be madlik with that leftover shemen or leftover psila. Gemara says nidashen hashemen, nidashna hapsila. Everything is declared as deshen. That's the Gemara Menachos. But over here, that's in Beis HaMikdash. It's halacha of deshen. Like haktorah, if you have a korbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, so if it's a korban oil, you burn all the yevarim, you burn everything. If there's any other korbans, you don't burn everything, you only burn the chalev. How long do you have to burn the chalev? Or if it's a korban oil, how long do you have to burn everything? Till it turns into deshen, till it turns into ashes. And then the Gemara says, sometimes we declare it as ashes. The Gemara has, let's say you have shriri, you were burning limbs of a korban oil on the mizbeach, and it's all charred on the outside. And the inside, it didn't turn into ashes yet. The inside is all raw flesh. Didn't have a chance to turn into ashes. Then the Gemara says, what's it then? It falls off of the mizbech. The Kohanim have him, it fell on the floor. Did the Kohanim have a mitzvah of ahadure poikin, to put it back? Poikin means the things that fell off. Is there a mitzvah of ahadure poikin? So the Gemara says, it depends. It depends, is before Chatzos or after Chatzos. If it's before Chatzos alayla, before midnight, then you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of haktorah yet. It didn't. The whole thing didn't turn into ashes. Just the outside is charred. So you have to put it. But the kohanim have to pick it up from the floor and put it back on top of the atzei hamarocha. That is, you continue to burn. But what happens if it fell off on the floor after chatzos halayla and a shriri? The outside of the whole piece of flesh is all charred on the outside. So the gemara is out from psukim. If it fell off after chatzos, it's declared as deshen. Once declared as deshen, means I have kranis kaimim mitzvasai. You're not mechayiv to burn it anymore. So you have such a concept. When is it haktora on emurim of the oila, or haktora of all the evarim of the oila, haktora of emurim on any karbanis, or when you burn the shemen and the psila and in the menorah? So you have to burn it till it turns into deshen. So when you wake up, the kohanim wake up in the morning and they go into the heichal and they see that the neiris of the menorah went out, so that's declared as deshen. So you can't use it again tomorrow night for hadlokas haMenorah. That's all declared as deshen. And if something fell off in the mizbeach and it's already turned into deshen, al pidin mamish deshen, so it's already in this kaima mitzvasoi, so there's no mitzvah to continue to burn it. But let's say not in the Beis HaMikdash, you lit a menorah, you have shemen left over, you have a psila left over, so you can use the leftover shemen, the leftover psila. What do you do after Chanukah is over and you still have shemen and a psila left over? So one should have said, what do you do if you have the lulav left over after Sukkot and still hooked in the mitzvah? So you can do whatever you want with the lulav. You can throw it in the garbage. What do you do if you have an esrik left over? It says Sukkot. Sukkot is chal shem shamayim ala Sukkot. What do you do with the Sukkot? If it's an expensive Sukkot, you save it till next year. What if it's a very inexpensive Sukkot? You want to. You throw it out in the garbage. You don't say it's hooked in the mitzvah of the yoylam void. It's hooked in the mitzvah. So it calls mana mitzvah after this mana mitzvah is up. So it's a tashmisha mitzvah and this rockim.
Put it directly in the garbage, or do you have to put it in a bag first?
The Rashba quotes, arrive it, you shouldn't throw it in the garbage together with the fish bones or the chicken bones. You should be no covered. But strictly speaking, the Gemara says Nizrakim. The Gemara says Tashmishi Kedusha on the Gnozim. If you have an old pair of tefillin, an old mezuzah, an old Sefer Torah, an old mental of a Sefer Torah, an old tefillin zekel, that's Tashmishi Kedusha. See, even though no one's going to use it anymore, it's so torn. It's useless. Tashmishe kedusha on nignozim. You have to put it in Sheamus and bury it. But tashmishe mitzvah is rokim. See, it's a pella. The Mechaber quotes from the Shiltas. Tosis quotes it also from the Shilta. Shiltas quotes it as if it's a brisa. We don't have any source with this brisa that the shemen and the psila that's left over after Chanukah is all over. You're not allowed to. You have to save it for next year and use it for Chanukah. Save it for next year. Mistama, someone's going to make a mistake and use it for their own personal purposes in the middle of the year. So that's what the Mechaber says. He quotes from the Brisa that's quoted by the Shiltas, the Brisa that we don't have in the Gemara. Osalo medura b'fneatzma v'sarfalom. You have to burn it like you have a noiser. You have a carbon that's left over, and you're not allowed to eat it. So you have to burn it. So here also you have to burn the shemen that's left over. You have to burn. So that itself is a pele. That's what the Kerminoi Ramasech Shabbos on the sugi of Neiris Chanukah. Kerminoi points out it's a pele digazach. How did they know that you treat the shemen, the leftover shemen in the menorah from Chanukah, you treat it as if it's tashmishi kedusha? Why shouldn't you just treat it like tashmishi mitzvah? After the zman mitzvah is up, the kedusha should disappear. So that's a pele digazach. Apparently, they treated it as a little bit dumi the Beis Hamikdash. In Gansen dumi the Beis Hamikdash not, because in the Beis Hamikdash, the shemen of the psilah that was left over from the first night, we declare nidashen hashemen. And the dashna hapsila, we say we declare it as deshen, and you're not allowed to use it tomorrow night. But over here by Chanukah, you may use it the next night. So it's not exactly the same as the Beis Hamikdash. You don't say the leftover shemen of psila is nidashen hashemen, and nidashna psila, and you can't use it again. But then again, to this one point, we do say it's dumi the Beis Hamikdash. They introduced hadlaka samanura similar to the hadlaka samanura in the Beis Hamikdash. So the leftover shemen after Chanukah is over is not treated like Tashmishay mitzvahs, rather treated like Tashmishay Kedusha, and it still retains the Kedusha, so you have to be Osalo Madura Bifneatzma, Vesarfa Bifneatzma. So the Shaila is, what if you have this Moisa Shemesh Abinei Chanukah was left over, and by mistake, it fell into a regular container of Shemen? I have a regular bottle of Shemen that I use for frying whatever, for frying things, and the leftover Shemen of Chanukah fell in, and you don't have a roif. Whatever you need. You don't have shishim, you don't have rev, whatever you're supposed to have. Shulchan Aruch writes you need shishim. And Hilchas Chanukah, Tofrei Shain Zayin, Hilchas Chanukah says you need shishim. So if you don't have shishim, are you permitted to be marba olav ulevatloi? So the Mechaber says you're not allowed to. Even though it fell in, you have rev against it. You have rev of the shemen tohor, rev of the shemen chulin against the shemen shel ner Chanukah that's noisar, so the Mechaber says, you're not permitted to be marba olav shemen ulevatloi. So the Shach asked the Kasha, why? The whole mitzvah of ner Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon. So the whole chsil mitzvah is only with the Rabbanon. So it's only with the Rabbanon. The Mechaber sheet is all Yisurim the Rabbanon. The Ramah made a distinction between Anisa the Rabbanon Kal and Anisa the Rabbanon Chomer. That Anisa the Rabbanon Chomer, we don't allow marba olav eitz mechonim and mevatlon. If the Issa fell into a little bit of heter, that we permit you to be marba olav in order not to suffer the loss of the heter, so the Ramah says that's only if it's an Issa de Rabbanon Kal. An Issa de Rabbanon Chomer we don't allow. So according to Ramah, Nish Gefalach, you can say that the Moshe Shemesh have been there for some reason or another is considered an Issa de Rabbanon Chomer. But the Mechaber doesn't distinguish. Mechaber says, Kol Issa Shal Divreim. Im Nofel Me'atzmo L'toch Ahet Veim Ahet Gedele Batlo. So why does he write in Hilchas Chanukah that it's also lahar basolav levatla? That's the Shach's kasha. And Sivkot new test. And Tzadik test. Sivkot new test. That's his kasha. So there are many different terutzim over here. So the Shadash and Shuvah's Beis Ephraim has a fantastic terutz. He says that the mitzvah of hadlokas neres Chanukah is only midi rabbanon, but once you're madlik neres Chanukah, then it becomes hooks in the mitzvah min haTorah. The chayvus agara to perform a mitzvah midi rabbanon is only midi rabbanon. And if you're mesufik, he says sveka de rabbanon lekulam. If you have a mitzvah deraisa, he says sveka deraisa lechumra. Mitzvah de rabbanon, sveka de rabbanon lekulam. But once you go ahead and you do the mitzvah, that's called a kiyama mitzvah. There's a chaloshem kiyama mitzvah on the level of deraisa. It'll become hooks in the mitzvah min haTorah. That's a fantastic chiddush. The Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, has a whole essay about this. If one fulfills a mitzvah de Rabbanon with the whole obligation, the whole chayvus agavra was only with the Rabbanon, do you say that it has a chaloshem mitzvah on the level of deraisa? Or you say, no, on the level of deraisa it doesn't exist. It's nothing with nothing. It's only a chaloshem mitzvah with the Rabbanon. So he quotes this Beis Ephraim. The lot of Rishonim talk about it. So he quotes the Beis Ephraim, Tefarem for the Stira, and the Mechaber, the Shach's Kasha. So the Beis Ephraim gives that teretz. He thinks that although the chayvus hadlokas neiris Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, but once you're madlik, then it becomes hooks in the mitzvah min haTorah, And therefore, you're dealing with an Issa Deraisas. And Issa Deraisas is aimed about an Issa Lechatchila.
Deraisa of Lo Sasser? What Deraisa?
No, once you fulfill, once you volunteer to observe a mitzvah midirabbanon, so it's hooked to the mitzvah min atar. Hooked to the mitzvah is a pasuk. We learn off in the pasuk chagasukas. Keshem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, chal chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. So the original pasuk says by a sukkah that it hooked to the mitzvah. And then we assume it applies even to esrog, esrog shal mitzvah is also to eat, and ahadr shal mitzvah is also lahariach. We apply to all mitzvahs, that any mitzvah is hooked to the mitzvah. So all mitzvahs are hooked to the mitzvah in atar. But it's not with hazmana la milsehi. If I set aside dalad minim and I didn't shake the lulav yet, I set aside a sukkah, I didn't sit in the sukkah yet, then it says in Shulchan Aruch that hazmana la milsehi, only if I sat in the sukkah. So here also, I set aside shemen for ner chanukah, hazmana la milsehi. If I light the nearest chanukah, that becomes a chefta shal mitzvah min atorah. The chiyuv, the obligation to light nearest chanukah, the chavis agar vizonah mid rabbanon. But once you light it, then the Beis Ephraim holds it becomes a chefta shal mitzvah min atorah, and the hook to the mitzvah is going to be min atorah. That's a fantastic chiddush. That's Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that. So Charles Shuva's Beis Ephraim has like that. The Ktzois has a different teretz on this kashya. The Ktzois has in the end of the Avnei Miluim on Ebenezer. The Ktzois is a Choshe Mishpat, and he wrote the Avnei Miluim on Ebenezer, and he didn't put out the Avnei Miluim while he was alive. So it was put out by his son-in-law after he died. Son-in-law had all the manuscripts and he had to finish doing the work on it. He had to touch it up. That's what the Avnei Miluim is not as sharp as the Ktzois. The Ktzois always boom, 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 like a machine gun. Avnei Miluim a lot of times just collects all the different shittas. He doesn't always have sharp as the Ktzois HaChashim. So in the end of the Avnei Miluim, he has what's called Shadus HaChulis. Shadus HaChulis Avnei Miluim. So one or two are really shilas that came up and the rest of them are just essays. So one of the essays, he talks about this kashin, about this theorem. See, he wants to suggest the teretz. He wants to say that there's a difference between something that's osa b'hanoah and something that's only osa b'achila. Ein mevatlin isa l'chatchila b'yisuri hanoah. When you take something that's osa b'hanoah and you mevatle it, so that itself is an act of getting hanoah from it. I was just mevatle it. I took the yisuri hanoah and I made it into heta. So that the bitl itself constitutes a violation of getting hanoah. If the thing is mutabano only osa b'achila, so what's so bad if I'm mevatle? So then ein mevatlin isa l'chatchila is a din midrabbanan. We usually assume. You had the machlokes. Right, when we learned the sugya, we had a machlokes, but the aim of the Nisa L'chatchila is an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabbanan. We had the Shach over here on page 460. Shach and Sivkot and Zayin, Tzadik Tes, Sivkot and Zayin. So the Shach says that the aim of the Nisa L'chatchila itself is only an Issa Derabbanan, not like the Raiva. We don't hold like that Raiva. We hold like the Rov HaRishonim. We have a lot of coolest based on the assumption. The aim of the Nisa L'chatchila itself is only an Issa Derabbanan. Yeah, there's a discussion there. Maybe Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. That's the Pischei Tshuva on page 460 in Sadek Tes of Kotten Gimel. Pischei Tshuva quotes in Nari B'Yehuda. Ein Tshuva is Nari B'Yehuda. Shkosav. That's only if it's Lach B'Lach. But if you have a Taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish, there's room to say that that's an Issa Deraisa. That's what the Ra'or writes in one place in the Berak HaBayis. The Ra'or suggests like that. The name of the Nisla Chatchil usually is only the Rabbanim, but if you have a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish, that'll be an Issa Derais. So leaving out that Yavish B'Yavish story, we usually assume the name of the Nisla Chatchil is only the Rabbanim. So since it's only the Rabbanim, so then the Mechaba has a Kula. If the thing is only an Issa the Rabbanim in the first place, Issa Shal Divreim, Shekvar Nisariv, Novel Miatzma Latochet, Vei Mehet Gedei Levatlo, Mar Bo'olam Levatlo, even an Issa the Rabbanim Chomer. Machlokes and Mechaber the Ramon Sivov, whether you need Davka and Issa the Rabbanon Kal, or even all Isurim the Rabbanon, you would still be Mekel. So, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when is the Mechaber Mekel? If the thing is only Osa Bachila Muta Bahno. But if the thing that you're talking about is like Shemin Shal Ner Chanukah, it's Osa Bahno. You're not allowed to get Ano. And there was a lot of Ein Lanu Shuvus L'Shtamish Bem. The Shemin is Osa Bahno. So if the thing is Osa Bahno, to be Mevatalit, that itself constitutes a violation of the Isuri Hano. That's how, it's not just the din of Eim of Atan over there, that's a violation of the Yisri Hanok. That's how the Avnei Miluim wants the Farev. He says converting it. That what? No, to convert it, I have something that's asabano, and I mixed in with heter, got the shemen, and it wasn't batel yet, so I'm going to add on more shemen to be mevatlet b'shishin. So the bitl itself, the act of bitl itself, is a violation of getting hanoah. I'm already getting hanoah. I converted isurei hanoah to heta hanoah. So that itself is already a violation of isurei hanoah. If you have something that's mutabano, just asa b'achilo, so it's mutabano. So I didn't need it when it was asa. So then I'll be mevatlet. So then ein mevatlet isla chatchil is only the rabbanon. But if you I'm going to take, it's like an act of haram. I take something that's asa b'achilo and I turn it into heta achilo. But if you take something that's asaman and make it mutabano by being mevatlet, so that itself is a violation of the isa hano. You're getting hano. So he gives a mashal. He gives the Abne Miloy, he gives a mashal. So he says, if you have truma, so there's a din of mishmeres truma isai. There's a din of mishmeres truma isai. You're not allowed to be metame the truma. You're not allowed to be mafsid the truma. So what if I'll take truma and I'll be mevatlet beroiv and I'll make it ois truma? So that's a violation of mishmeres truma isai. I took truma and I made it into chulin. That itself is a violation of mishmeres trumas. That's what Avda Miluim gives as a mashal. So he says, just like by truma, there's a separate svara to say ei mevatan isal chatchila, because that's the bitl itself is a violation of mishmeres. So to by isuri hanoah, the being mevatal, that itself is a violation of isuri hanoah. You're getting hanoah from. So on the bottom of the page, the Avda Miluim was put out by the son-in-law. The son-in-law of Dixais was one of the big maskilim at that time. He was very learned. He was a rav in Europe, but he was one of the big maskilim. Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. He's known as Shir. Rashi Tevis of his name, Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport. So he writes in the footnote, he has the Kasha and Rashi and Tesis in the beginning of Beitza. That the Gemara says, this din of Tzadik Tesiv Vov, Ei Mevatan Yisrael Chatchila, where did the Gemara get this from? From thin air? How do they know there's such a din? So Rashi and Tesis say, it's rooted in the Mishnah and Trumas. It says in the Mishnah, that even if truma fell into chulin, but you don't have meyo, you're not allowed to be marba all of so much chulin till you're going to have meyo to be mevatlet, because that's a violation of a mevatlet. So that's what the son-in-law of the Ksoi says, but according to the Avne Miluim, that a mevatlet isa lechatchila by truma is especially so, it's because of mishmeres trumoisai. When you mevatlet, you make it ois truma. When it becomes ois truma, so that's a violation of mishmeres. So maybe that's the reason why it's osa. How can you make a tzushtel to atze mukze? Maybe if Atzei Mukze fell into Atzei Heter, and Atzei Heter are going to be Osir, so it's going to be Hefsed. Maybe then it's been permissible to be Marbala Vilavatla. That's the son-in-law's kasha, based on what the Avne Miluim said. That's his kasha. So let's get back. We floated away a little bit over here. We floated away a lot. Let's go again. The Ramah writes again on page of my edition Reish Chav Tes. And Tzadik Chei Asif Chei Asif. The Ramah writes, Kol Yisurim Hanoagim Mizman Hazeh Kulam Is Batla Mishishim except for Mavad Chomis B'Pesach V'Yai Nesach. Chomis B'Pesach has always been Mashu Ben B'mina B'mina Ben B'min Shalai B'mina. Yai Nesach has only been Mashu if it's Min B'min. And that the Shach said that Yai Nesach B'Mashu, that's Basa Shmazlina, not Basa Taim. Fine, that's when we pass like Rola. Fine. And then the Shach said, it's a Pele, why the Ramah left out the Tevel is Dabash Yesh L'Matirin. It's Shulchan Aruch, all Simon. If it's min b'mina, mim sheni mina will be bottle. And orla also, orla you need masayim, and orla also is basa shma, not basa time. And the levush, we don't understand what the levush wanted over here. Levush says that orla b'chutz laretz, you don't need masayim. What do you mean? Of course you need masayim. Why should you say you don't need masayim? So they try to defend them. They say because it's safek garla. What do you mean safek garla? It's a nikva isura. That safek doesn't count for anything. How can that count? I don't know what they mean to defend the levush, and then the miluim clears a shaila. I don't understand in the context where he clears it. I don't know what the issue is. The shach is right. We don't understand this levush, but he clears the shaila. What's the din if you have a tarubis of chad bechad? Chad bechad, is that called nikar ho'iser? Because it's only called tarubis if you have a roiv het and a miyot iser, and this is ain't a nikar bimkomo. But he's saying no. If you have a tarubis chad bechad, it's already tarubis. It's not bottom unless you have a roiv het. And maybe it's already called the Taruas when it's Chad B'chad. So the Pashtus is that those are the 2 days in the Melchamas. Nachamal said, the Ramah says, Kol Yisurim HaNogim Mizman HaZeh, they all need Shishim. That's what the Shach says in Chavav. This is against the Rambam. The Rambam says that just like Chal is Mizbatl in 59, Mechaber writes Chal is Mizbatl in 59. So the Rambam says the reason why, because Chal is only the Rabbanon. So every Yisra the Rabbanon only needs 59. So the Shach says we don't pass like that. The Lord Kohar Rambam, he writes in Sivkot and Chavav. According to the Rambam, all the Yisra the Rabbanon is enough with 59. You don't need Shishim. So we don't pass like that. We pass like the Rashbo, that the reason why Chal is 59, because Chal itself is flesh. So the flesh of the Kachal counts as one unit. You have 59 plus 1, so you have 60 units of flesh to be mevatel the unit of Cholov. We don't know how much Cholov. They say, like, didn't come enough Ikmenei. You have to make believe as if the whole thing is all milk, but the whole thing is also all flesh. So that's you have Shishin. Are there any Isurim the Rabbanon that don't need Shishin? The Shach says, we don't accept the Rambam that it's enough 59. So here the Bir HaGroa writes that the Biragwan Ois Lamed, he says this psak in the Ramah is against the Ramban Das Ramban. Here, the third white line in the Biragwa Lamed in my edition. The third white line, he says, Vadas Ramban Shkalisa Derem She Ainlo Ikemederaisa Batal Berube Kamoshomra Bechalas Chutzla Oritz and Bechariz Dav Chavzayin Amanal. Gemara has a series of kulis, and Chalas Chutzla Oritz, a lot of kulis. Because Chalav is manas, even Eretz Yisrael is only with the Rabbanah. Chalav Chutz La'aretz is at the Rabbanah, not top of the Rabbanah. So they have a lot of kulis. One of the kulis is Echel B'Holech D'Achakach Mafrish. Let's say you bake cake or cookies or bread in Chutz La'aretz, so it's Tevel, so you have to be Mafrish Chalav. So there's a kula, you can eat all you want as long as you leave a little bit over at the end, and then you can rely on the Hafrasha that you do later. If it would be Trumas and Mises in Eretz Yisrael, even Mizmanazed, that we assume Trumas and Mises is only the Rabbanah. Even in Eretz Yisrael, everything is only the Rabbanim Bizman HaZeh. That's it. We follow that Rambam. The Rambam says, Atrumas HaMaisis Bizman HaZeh Afila Beres Afila B'mei Ezra. Everything is only with the Rabbanim. So the, but you don't, Oichel B'Holich doesn't apply. Remember, years ago, the Bochum in Eretz Yisrael, who were learning in Brisk, wouldn't rely on the Rabbanut Tashgocha. So they would buy a bottle of soda. They used to sell Tempo soda. I don't know if the company is still in existence. They used to sell soda in Eretz Yisrael. And it had a hashgach of the Rabbanut that the mafish tumas ma'isa. They used to drink all the way to the bottom of the bottle, and then it used to be mafish tumas ma'isa and what they drank. So that kula, so Nishmir Shabbos Kolchasa, he mentions this, and he says it's wrong. He says, Echel b'halach b'achkach mafish is only a kula and chalas chutz la'aretz. It's in B'chor Yisdav Chav Zayin Omid Aleph, what the Bir HaGro quotes here in parentheses. The Gemara has a series of a few kulas, one after the other, after the other, after the other. Whole bunch of kulas. So one of the kulas is a chalas chutz la'aretz bottled b'rayv. Chala should be like truma. You should need mayo. Chalas chutz la'aretz is a the rabbanon on top of it, the rabbanon, because even chala be'aretz itself is only with the rabbanon. So your mekel is bottle bereif. So that's called. So the Ramban says that's a klal. What's the klal? Adin the rabban. And he said the rabbanon she'ein lo'ikem in atoira is bottle beruba. So he says ma'im shuvim is also bottle bereif. What din lebishalakum and gvinasakum? Everything is bottle bereif. He says, why did Bishal Akum bottle bereif? Why don't you need Shishim? So we said, because it's not Macholos Asuris. Because it's not an Issa Macholos Asuris, it's an Issa of his Karvus to the Nochrim. Because it's a Chashash of Chasnus. Ramban doesn't say that. Ramban says it is an Issa Macholos Asuris, Mid Rabbanon. Bishal Akum is Macholos Asuris. But since it's an Issa, the Rabbanon She'ein Lo'ikim and Atar, it's not called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kain Deraisa Tikkun. It's not patterned after any Din Deraisa. So that's why it's bottle bereif. Some Rishonim hold that it's not bottle bereif. Some Rishonim hold you do need Shishim. We paskin in Kuf Yud Beis and Kuf Yud Gimel, the beginning of the second Chelek Yeridaya, that by Pasakim and Bishalakim, all you need is Rav. But we usually assume that the reason why is not like the Ramban. We don't accept this Ramban. And he said the Ramban Shein Likim and Atur is Batal B'Rav. We say if it's Macholos Asuris, you need Shishim. Bishalakim and Pasakim is not even with the Ramban Macholos Asuris. It's an Issa, his Karbis to the Nochim. So when the Ramban says, Kolu Yisem Anogim is Manazeh, need Shishim, it's against that Ramban. That's what the Bir HaGro says. That the Rashbo in the Torah Sabayis, Aval, but Torah Sabayis, Choylik Olav, Ein Sham Daf Kuf Ches Omen Aleph. That's the old edition of the Torah Sabayis. By us, we use the Vilna edition, it has different pages. But he says that's, and the Shulchan Aruch is not accepting that Ramban. We're saying, like the Shachrot and Chavav, Kol Yisurim, Ben Shal Torah, Ben Shal Derem, even Ein Lo'ikim and Ator, we assume all the Yisurim need Shishim. No, we don't accept the Ramban. The one exception to the rule is Chalas Chutz La'aretz. That's the Gemara. Mevatel b'rayv. You don't need mayor, it's batel b'rayv. Okay, we'll continue. Better not. We didn't do too much the other day.